You're listening to 1-to-1 on WRCT Pittsburgh. Online. Worldwide. Online. Worldwide. Online. Online. Worldwide.
I mean, I keep hearing that there's a movement, but that we haven't reached it yet, but that Black women are the lowest represented in the therapy field as far as clinicians. Is that accurate?
I mean, think about the amount of time it takes a lot of time to get this. And I've never encountered more racists than I did in academia and getting my degree. Like, more, I see more racists in the boardroom than at the bus stop.
No, it's true. I think people don't realize that racism has the uncanny ability to just find its way into any space. It's very flexible. I mean, I keep hearing that there's a movement, but that we haven't reached it yet, but that Black women are the lowest represented in the therapy field as far as clinicians. Is that accurate?
I mean, think about the amount of time it takes. It takes a lot of time to get this. And I've never encountered more racists than I did in academia and getting my degree. Like, more, I see more racists in the boardroom than at the bus stop.
No, it's true. I think people don't realize that racism has the uncanny ability to just find its way into any space. It's very flexible.
Hey, y'all, what's up? It's Friday, so I'm gonna keep it Black. But I'm going to keep it brief. This is an open letter to the current Senate minority of the United States, commonly referred to as the GOP, the good old boys. This is a direct plea to the Republican officials who currently make up United States Senate. Hello? Because I'm tired of preaching to the choir. I'm talking to people who apparently have no say in the matter, which is crazy to me, because the founding fathers you cling to clung to a social contract theory that asserts that it is the people that give power to the government, and that the government in turn is required to give protection. This social media platform, designed to inform and empower Black communities through a lens of pop culture, somehow has to talk about you and your work friends damn near every week, because somehow y'all found new ways to endanger people every week. Gun violence has become a public health crisis, as you, the GOP, have quite frankly facilitated the normalization of gun violence as a leading cause of death of children here on American soil. Insanity. On Monday, March 27th, the 130th mass shooting to happen this year in America alone occurred in Nashville, Tennessee. After legally purchasing several firearms, 28-year-old Audrey Hale shot through the front door of his former academy, the Covenant School. So let's talk about mass shootings. I feel like we've done this before. In 2022, there were 647 mass shootings in America, and this year we are already on track to outdo that number if you don't do something. This most recent shooting has definitely shaken up the city of Nashville, as rich white families who sent their children to a small private Christian academy spanning pre-K to sixth grade were exposed to this kind of violence. Hale entered the school armed with three guns, an AR-15, a Kel-Tec sub-300, and a handgun, promptly ending the lives of three children and three adults before being fatally shot by police 14 minutes later. And I'd like to take a moment to commend the police in Nashville for learning from the Uvalde shooting last year and acting quickly. They were called, children were evacuated, and the shooter was neutralized within minutes. Praise God. However, simply training rapid response teams and formalizing evacuation plans and response protocol is not the solution. And you and I both know, if the goal is to make America safer for its citizens, then the answer travels on a two-way street. Parents cannot rely on the relief that their children's schools have evacuation plans. This actually reinforces a victim-blaming ecosystem that places responsibility on communities to save themselves. American exceptionalism is crazy. These things need to be done in addition to gun reform. But you already knew that. Y'all want to put more money in policing so bad. At this point, use it to increase police presence at metal detectors, and not only just schools, but at concerts, in grocery stores, in movie theaters, on college campuses, hell. Let the boys in blue scratch that excessive force itch on somebody with an assault rifle. That's after taking the steps of actually strengthening gun laws, placing restrictions on gun ownership, and denying citizens access to assault weapons altogether. And pro-gunners are really pissing me off. Y'all keep saying guns don't kill people, people kill people. But if we already knew that, then why are guns still so accessible to the people in question? Contrary to popular belief, universal background checks are not a thing. People with a history of domestic violence do not get their guns taken away. As a matter of fact, to get a gun in Tennessee, you don't have to pass a background check at all. You don't even need a permit to carry. You don't even have to be 18 years old. You can be convicted of stalking, assault, or other violent offenses and still purchase a firearm freely. And despite having the 10th highest rate of gun deaths in the country, Tennessee lawmakers are looking to relax gun laws even further. There are no secure storage or child access prevention laws in place. Guns are allowed in K-12 schools, college campuses, and bars. There are no restrictions on assault-style weapons meant for military use, which is why Audrey Hale was able to walk into the Covenant School with one in the first place. And speaking of Audrey, we found out that Audrey was a trans man with he-him pronouns, and Marjorie Taylor Greene had the audacity to say, well, we can stop blaming guns. Bitch, what? She and the rest of the GOP are using this incident to propagandize all the recent anti-trans legislation, suggesting that trans people in general are endangering children. But this is so irresponsible and shows a great deal of ineptitude on your part to make generalizing statements like this about trans people.
Oh, but you guys make totalizing statements about white men and white people all the time.
Baby, we got proof. Y'all just got the power to ignore it. Trans people at large do not go around shooting, molesting, or grooming children. But do you know who does? The hard-hitting, rock-solid truth about this particular issue is that mass shootings are overwhelmingly committed by cis men. Over 97% of all mass shootings and 90% of homicides worldwide are committed by men. And how did this news about white children in a white school with a white shooter make it onto a black platform, you may ask? You guessed it. Racism. The only reason this is the problem is because y'all hate black people. It's documented that the right to bear arms came from colonists' frustrations with Britain's restrictive gun policies. Not so they could have guns for the hell of it, but so they could be armed in the face of any slave resistance or rebellion. In full, the Second Amendment states that a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The primary function of state militias at the time was primarily in the South, was to keep white people in a permanent position of power and wealth and black people in fear. And please tell me, when's the last time you needed a militia when the only people causing wanton violence in the streets is y'all? So if all you can do is use a Second Amendment as your justification for dead babies, I think it's high time we abolish that hoe. In 2020 and 2021, guns killed more children in car accidents, and black children died at a 39% increase due to gun violence. America has a gun problem. So as Chance the Rapper would say, I'm not woke, I'm tired.
Cause we coming straight out the jungle.
Mo, 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 mo. Yeah, you got a mo, mo.
Foolish me, thinking we had a life. Why, you had a full-time woman. I was your part-time wife. Now, it took some time, but I'm over the hurt. Budweiser is the king of beer, baby, but you are the king of dirt. I didn't want you to leave, but I said it's all right. I survived the pain and the long, lonely nights. I was so in love, that love made me blind. You and some other woman never crossed my mind. Now, baby, you, her and his children, ain't gonna live the good life, ain't gonna live the good life. Now, while me, my and your children are the ones to pay the price, we won't be a sacrifice. I was never untrue. I'm a real good mother and a damn good lover too. And the way things are out there in the streets today, I don't want no man with me if he's out there trying to play. Oh, yeah.
Back in the club, yeah, where the DJs play. Go DJ, turn me up all, y'all, at my favorite joint. A double shot of Paul, y'all, with strawberries and salt. Cause we're back in the club. Got me snapping, playing my favorite song. Play me some Jeter Jones, Sheba Potts, let's slow roll. That's why we're back in the club. Talking a lot of stuff. That's why I love my DJs around the world, yeah. Could be girls or it could be boys. That's why we're back in the club. Got me dancing, I'm twerking and getting down, but I tell you what, at the end of the night, everybody's getting down. That's why we're back in the club.
About your hands on my body, feels better than any man I ever met. Something about the way you just give me. I try not, don't, cause I can't forget.
That we sent, try to move on with somebody less like you. I don't know how we end up in the red. Find myself reading your comments again, and then we end up in each other's heads. It all makes sense because you've got a feel and a soul that I need in my life, babe. Oh, oh, oh.
Sit down, you're comfortable. Yeah. How long have we known each other? About 10 months? Yeah, I think it's, yeah. You and John are real tight, aren't you? Yeah. Oh, is that an engagement ring? Oh. Congratulations. Oh, he slipped it on your finger last night, huh? He's the luckiest man in the world, you know? He should be real proud to have someone like you. Oh, yeah, what I wanted to talk to you about is... Well, there's something that's been bugging me for about 5 months. And I've been carrying it around with me. And it's getting heavier and heavier every day. And, you know, it's almost to the boiling point. I have to get it off my chest. Yeah. I'm not trying to be fresh or anything, because I know you're John's girl, but I just have to tell you this. You see, I have a great deal of respect for you. I'm not being, you know, not going to let feel on you. But, dear, you see, I'm going to take you back to my childhood in a way. See, we had quite a big family. We went, you know, very rich. Sometimes we lived from day to day. But one thing we did do, we went to church every Sunday. You know, Mama took us to church. And I was in the choir, too. Yeah, I sang a little bit then. Sunday school. And she taught us the golden rule, Ten Commandments. And she said, son, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. She said, don't steal, don't rob. You know, all the things that good parents try to instill in their children. Well, you know, I did a, you know, a few little things, like shoot hook. I guess every kid is shoot hooky, you know, once. And she said, stay out of trouble. You know, when I was a teenager, I didn't, you know, break in or burglarize or rob anybody, you know. I tried to work for what I got, you know. Tried to be honest. You know, didn't commit no crimes or nothing. But, you know, I had to wait until I reached manhood to commit a crime, according to the court of love, if there is such a court. But, you know, sometimes you're forced into things like this. See, sometimes Cupid can shoot his arrow so fast you can't get out of the way, you know, and you can fall. And the more you, something just like being in quicksand too, the more you wiggle, the deeper you sink. I ain't gonna take up too much of your time. You see, I'm not very good with words, and I had to tell you all of that, you know, to really say what I got to say. See, it's a lot of talk going around town. And I'm on the make for John's girl. You know, Ike is on the make for John's girl. But, you know, I don't mean to do anybody wrong, because I don't want nobody to bother anything that belongs to me. But, you see, I've never seen anybody like you. I've never known anybody like you. And there's some things you just can't help. You know, at night I toss and turn. I try to keep it out of my mind, but you see, I find myself thinking about you. I just can't help it. And right now, I stand accused of loving you too much. And I hope it's not a crime, 'cause if it is, I'm guilty. Loving you, oh yeah. I know you belong to another. I may not stand the ghost of a chance. I'll stand on top of Mount Everest and proud to tell the world that I love you. Oh, yes, I will. Because I just can't. I can't help myself. I'm a victim of circumstance. And just one. Ooh, one touch of your hand. I don't know how it happened, but just look at me. I find myself trembling on the witness stand. And I'm shouting out all over the land. Everybody's guilty. I'm guilty of loving you. I'm guilty of loving you, yeah. I said I'm guilty, but what can I do? I wanna hold you, I wanna squeeze you tight. But what am I saying? She belongs to another, and that ain't right. I didn't ask for falling in love with you. I just couldn't help myself. And now I'm strung out. Don't know what to do. No, no, no. I'm guilty of loving you. Oh yeah, I'm guilty of loving you. I'm not ashamed to say I love you. I love you, I love you. I can't help it, I just can't help it. I love you. I'm guilty, baby. Oh, I'm guilty. Belong to another, but I can't help but love you. Oh, yes, I do. Stand the spirit of loving you. Baby, 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 please, can't you understand the situation that I'm in? Says the one side of love, man. Oh, oh yeah.
Thank you. trying to understand, trying to make it in this messed up world. I'm doing the best I can. About pulling that sack. Moved to the city, country raised. Living in the heart of the city, y'all. But I still got my country ways.
Trying so hard to pleases you. It ain't nothing in this world that I wouldn't do for you. I give you all of my money. Give you all of my money. Now you're telling everybody you're gonna put your man down. Supposed to do.
Be with one more for us, thank goodness.
For days. a little red rooster. Too lazy to crow for days. Keep everything in the barnyard. Upset in every way. Dogs begin to bark. Hounds begin to howl. Dogs begin to bark, people. Hounds begin to howl. Look out, stray cat. Little red rooster's on the prowl. See my red rooster, please drive him home. You see my red rooster, please drive him home. Peace in the barnyard since my red rooster been gone.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road in everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
You are listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mach radio program right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mach's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Banks-Apart. I know you love the thing you've got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl.
Your name is Mark. Thanks a lot. You think you're acting, but you're not.
My name is Mark. I'm on fire. I'm the match. And I'm the fire. I'm the black musician, priest, why? I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girls.
You think he's acting, but he's not. His name is Mark, thanks a lot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I'm the palace I'm used on lock.
am the plug. I am the snake. I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer. I am the source. And you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle. I'm the sin, the wit. There is no question that I am it. Hey, girl.
Thanks a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot. His name is Mop. Thanks a lot. You think he's having me, but he's not.
My name is Mop. Thanks a lot. My name is Mop. Thanks a lot. My name.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
I can see all the tricks you're playing, but I won't let my emotions run right. If you truly felt the same way about me, you wouldn't let me turn away and say goodbye. And I've seen pollen gently falling off the mountain. I've seen river waters run high in the rain. But I'm leaving here tomorrow for cost me too much sorrow, and none of these will take my pain away. This situation that we're in does not concern him. He's just a pawn between the players of the game. And I will travel this world over once again, love, to forget that I ever knew your name. I've seen pollen gently falling off a mountain. I've seen river waters run high in the rain. But I'm leaving here tomorrow, for you've caused me too much sorrow, and none of these will take my pain away. Tomorrow for